Get ready for Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith.
Rebecca Blacksmith.
Take a host with a few Ivy League graduate degrees, a room full of bright CEOs, and throw in a conversation about leadership. Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith. For all leaders listening right now.
Right now. Right now.
You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, talking with leaders across the D.C. area about leadership. Our first guest here in studio with us today on Leaders Portfolio, Chairman and CEO of the Coulter Companies, Mr. Tom Gibson. Welcome, Tom, to Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the invitation, Dr. Blacksmith. Thanks so much for having me.
The Coulter Companies was formed in 1989, located in McLean, Virginia, with over 65 employees, now up to around 80. You offer nonprofit management, strategy and innovation and event production. Explain what you provide.
Well, our core business is to provide the headquarters staff and infrastructure for an array of national and international nonprofit organizations. That's done through Coulter Nonprofit Management. We have two additional business units, Coulter Events, which produces events, conventions, conferences, trade shows, awards programs, and then corporate nonprofit special events for an array of clients in the nonprofit and corporate sector. And then a third business unit called Coulter Strategy and Innovation, where we house all of our creative services, our print and web strategies, production, social media strategies, as well as our consultative work that we do for both the association, nonprofit, and corporate sectors.
And you primarily are handling the nonprofit sector, but sometimes you're doing nonprofit events for the private sector.
That's correct. Actually, in our core business, Coulter Nonprofit Management, we serve as a headquarters staff and infrastructure for 18 different national and international nonprofit organizations. We produce all of their events in addition to operating as the complete infrastructure for those organizations. So, for instance, if you are one of the many thousands of members of the Alliance for Women in Media and called their national headquarters, you would be calling us.
Okay.
If you spoke to their chief staff executive, you'd be speaking to a Coulter employee, one of my colleagues.
Excellent. And your goal is to make good organizations great. So what are some general principles that you give to businesses to make, or organizations to make them great?
Well, I think first and foremost, even for nonprofit organizations, it's important to recognize that they must function well and successfully as a business. We help them with brand strategy, with market strategy. We work on both a strategic and an operational business plan for the organization. We work with their volunteer leaders in ways that help to fuel capacity, to fuel their market relevance, and to drive their sustainability in the marketplace.
Excellent. And I'm going to flip this on you. What do you still need to do for your organization to make your good organization great?
Well, it's important that we don't become the cobbler's children, that we're the last to get shoes. If we're not performing well and even great as an organization, it's impossible for us then to provide that kind of advice and counsel and the capabilities that we need to be providing to make our client organizations great. And so we have to focus on the bottom line. We have to focus on the right kind of people in the organization. Ours is one that's driven by purpose. Coulter provides all of its people an outlet to discover and strengthen their commitment to social and societal purpose, all within a framework built around a culture of performance. If we're not doing that well and right, it will be impossible for us to succeed on behalf of our clients.
And probably often you've not gotten some of these elements right, culture, et cetera, growth maybe, and that had to work them out yourself as an organization. And then you said, oh, I got a learning lesson for you. And then you teach them that.
In fact, we take the lessons that we learn from all of our own lives and apply them to this nonprofit sector. And it's a great deal of fun. Our philosophy is simple. We help our nonprofit association and corporate clients do well so that they can make the most of doing good.
Excellent. Now, you were recognized by the American Business Ethics Awards as one of the top three businesses in the United States with 250 employees or less, and that's the Coulter Companies. So mm-hmm. That was an honor for you.
it was a huge honor for us, and I think ratified our approach to business, which is very much from an ethical basis. We are, in serving as the headquarters and infrastructure for an array of nonprofit organizations, our ethics and business approach reflects their own, because we're their staff, we're their headquarters. And the fact that we were recognized for the quality of business ethics that we provide to our clients and within our own organization was a huge honor for us, and really one of our proudest moments.
What do you think still needs to be done in the realm of business ethics?
Well, ethics is a very difficult topic. It's easy to address in theory. In practice, it's much more problematic, because ethics is rarely black and white. If it comes down to steal or don't steal, obviously you don't steal. I mean, there are very simple blacks and whites, but where it becomes challenging is around the edges, is around the grays of ethics. A good example is recently we were in discussions for quite some time with an individual that we wanted to hire within a company who was coming from a competing company. We tried very hard and put up a barrier against treading on areas that might be uncomfortable for that individual. Mm-hmm. And we were transparent about it. We wanted to ensure that we were ethically as pure as we could possibly be in what was a very delicate discussion.
Did you hire the person?
We did.
Okay. So ethics pays off. That's the lesson, leadership lesson for today.
I think that if you take the long-term view in business, ethics consistently pays off.
Now, let's kind of piggyback on that and talk about your leadership philosophy next. And I want to kind of mention your background a little bit, that you were an honors graduate of Duke University, and you were previously a lobbyist for the telecommunications industry before you started the Coulter Companies in 1989. So talk to me a little bit about your leadership philosophy.
Well, our leadership philosophy and my leadership philosophy is really about giving people the opportunity to direct their own lives as much as possible, give them the autonomy they need to succeed, give them the opportunity to learn. We're big at Coulter on lifelong learning, and to create new things, and to find ways within Coulter within Coulter to do better by themselves and their world. And so it's a philosophy that respects the partnership with bright, capable people who have a lot of their own opinions about what leadership looks and feels like.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. Speaking with Mr. Tom Gibson of the Coulter Companies, and I have the story about you that we found, Leaders Portfolio found. You lasted one day on a job. You were hired out of college by a prominent Washington, D.C. consulting firm, and your first day of employment was also your last day of employment because they lost their largest client. What has that taught you about business?
Well, it taught me that the only constant in business is change, and adaptability is key. It was a sobering moment, and I have to say that as I went back to the group house I was living in Washington, D.C. as a 22-year-old, all of my colleagues back at the house wondered why I was home at lunchtime, and they were deeply concerned that were my parents to find this out, they would have wanted me to come back to Florida. So I had to very quickly find a new opportunity, a new job, which I was fortunate enough to find the next week.
So you got a one-day paycheck.
I got a one-day paycheck. I think it was about $6.
Can you file for an employment with a one-day paycheck?
No, you can't. No, you can't. And there are so many things you can't do with a one-day paycheck.
Now, you have triplet 15-year-old daughters.
We do indeed, yes.
So that's kind of like a balancing act. It's almost a small business in and of itself. What have they taught you about leadership?
Well, first, I'm very fortunate to have the CEO of the home, my wife, who manages so much more, frankly, than I do at work or at home. And so I'm very fortunate to have a great partner. What having three daughters, triplet daughters, teaches you is infinite patience, and it also teaches you a level of sensitivity that I may not have otherwise have had at this point in my life.
You know, the other thing I would think triplet daughters teaches you is about management and how we often assume, you know, you can treat everybody in the same position the same way. And you have three triplet daughters with very different identities. They're not the same.
They are fundamentally different. And it's almost as though they are three from three different families. You wouldn't pick them out necessarily as siblings. One's blonde, two brunettes, all different eye colors, and different interests and different sets of friends. And so, What I've learned from that process is to listen very intently, and you can hardly make an incorrect decision if you listen to what they're saying.
Excellent, excellent. Now, something that you said, Tom, to me was that part of the reason you picked this field, which is being for-profit in a nonprofit space, is because you wanted to give back, and that was a core value for you.
It was a core value, and I would love to say that I knew precisely where it came from. My father was an entrepreneur. His father was an entrepreneur. I've been very comfortable all of my life, even as a young kid, doing things in an entrepreneurial bent. But I wanted to give back and ensure that this company could achieve all of what I had envisioned for it.
Well, I want to say thank you for appearing on Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you very much for having me.
We appreciate having you in studio, and best of luck with fulfilling that vision your father gave you.
Outstanding. Thank you.
Chairman and CEO of the Coulter Companies, Tom Gibson, here with us on Leaders Portfolio today.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Are you a business leader who practices leadership? Apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Have a client who emphasizes leadership? Nominate their company for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Past winners include startups, as well as a company producing $150 million a year in revenue. Tune in to Leaders Portfolio with Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith on the air and online at leadersportfolio.com. For Leaders Portfolio Awards information, visit leadersportfolio.com.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
Do you want others to know how your organization can help them? Then tell the business community why they need your business. Become a proud sponsor of Leaders Portfolio by calling 864-323-2600. By becoming a sponsor, you will be communicating directly with your target audience. Leaders Portfolio offers low-cost sponsorships for high impact, and Leaders Portfolio guarantees results. Let us tell you how by phoning 864-323-2600. That's 864-323-2600.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.